From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. If the numbers are right, a dollar spent on a lottery ticket can mean a fortune. The odds against winning are huge, but millions pursue that long-shot dream each year. State lotteries are the most widespread legal form of gambling in the country, and when jackpots are high, ticket lines grow long. In an effort to shorten those lines, reach more people, and raise more money, officials in Illinois say they want to do what no state ever has done, offer the lottery on the Internet. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
It's busy at the White Hen Pantry, a convenience store on Chicago's north side.
Give me 20 lotto, please.
20 lotto?
Jimmy Cordes is retired. He's dropped by the store to pick up a few groceries and to buy a lottery ticket, something he does once or twice a week.
Would that be all for there?
No, give me three little lotto, please, and check this winner.
No problem.
If it's more than a million, I'll take a check.
Illinois is one of 40 states with a lottery. State law requires a portion of the money go to the Illinois Common School Fund. Last year, lottery sales totaled nearly $2 billion, with more than half a billion set aside for education. Even so, Illinois State Senator John Cullerton says the state budget is strapped and lottery sales are stagnant. He's the lawmaker behind the bill, which would allow people in Illinois to play the lottery online.
Many folks that buy lottery tickets tend to be poorer people in our state, and we'd like to get people who are more well off to buy lottery tickets. They are the people that perhaps don't go to the gas station or the 7-Eleven or not willing to get in line, but they would surely be able to do it from their own home at any time of day.
Illinois lottery results are broadcast on television and radio.
Live from WGN-TV Chicago, the official drawing of the Illinois Lottery.
Good evening.
But playing the lottery on the Internet would take the game into a whole new realm of technology.
You know what to do? Let's get those tickets out and win some money tonight. Here we go. The first one.
A former Illinois lottery director, Michael Jones, is working with a group of influential backers to devise an Internet lottery pilot. He says other countries are already using the web for their lottery games.
The Finnish lottery allows sales for lotto-type tickets on the Internet. The lottery that's in Great Britain has just started up in the last few months, allowing Internet play, as well as being able to buy lotto tickets through your cell phone. Several German lotteries are doing it, and two lotteries in Canada have either started or are about to start allowing sales of lottery tickets through the Internet.
Jones says the Illinois pilot would focus on the state's big money games and contain controls to make sure no one under 18 bought a ticket and capping the number of times adults could play. Not everyone likes the idea.
We need to draw a line here. Government's role is not to make losers of its citizens.
Tom Gray, the executive director of the National Coalition Against Legalized Gambling, says playing the lottery via computer would create a massive expansion of gambling in the state and increase the number of problem gamblers. He says nobody has been clamoring to have a web-based lottery.
This is being driven by the promoters that stand to gain and by the politicians that see gambling as a way that they can use to avoid real decisions about how we're going to educate children in Illinois.
The author of the lottery bill, Senator Cullerton, says it's not an expansion of gambling, just a different way of marketing it. He says because the odds are so great, no one plays the lottery like they're at a casino, so he doesn't expect anyone to lose their life savings online. What it will do, he says, is give those who can afford it an easy way to help support the state's cash-starved public schools. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.